Welcome to the 1 Minute Theatre Reviews podcast. I'm Paul Seven Lewis, and in the first podcast of 2018, I'll be reviewing Heisenberg, The Uncertainty Principle with Anne-Marie Duff and Kenneth Cranham, and a new musical, Nativity, which I think is destined to become a staple on the seasonal entertainment calendar. First, a quick review of 2017. My best evening out was at the Soho Theatre, where I saw Mr. Swallow in Houdini. It was an hour of continuous laughter at its cleverness, clowning, and sheer madness. As for actual comedy drama, I really enjoyed The Lie by Florian Zeller at the Meunier, and James Graham's Labour of Love with Martin Freeman and Tamsin Gregg. But outstanding for me was the revival of Jordan's Loot at Park Theatre in the Watermill Newbury, now uncensored and funnier than ever. Best musical? Well, Follies and An American in Paris notwithstanding, for me, it was On the Town at the Regent's Park Outdoor Theatre. Best drama? Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf with Imelda Staunton. In fact, there were many great acting performances in the last year. I'd also pick out Imelda Staunton again in Follies and Robert Lindsay in Prism, but the crown must go to Ian McKellen's King Lear at Chichester. You're listening to the 1 Minute Theatre Reviews podcast with me, Paul Seven Lewis. Still to come, my review of Nativity the Musical. But first, Heisenberg, The Uncertainty Principle. I predict you'll like this play, but whether you do or not depends on so many factors. The thing is, an evening at the theatre is unpredictable, just like the relationship that's the subject of Simon Stevens' new play. First up, don't let the title put you off. It isn't about quantum mechanics. It's a charming love story, albeit an unlikely one. The title does hint that it's not a stereotypical romantic comedy designed to tug at our heartstrings. Nodding to Heisenberg's theories about atomic particles, the play shows that we can only ever think we know people, and we can't predict how they'll behave. So there's a lot to savour in noticing how your first impression of the two apparently incompatible characters, her unbearably loud, him boringly quiet, changes as you get to know them and see them react to each other. Add to which, there is pathos in the losses that have shaped their lives, plus a lot of humour, particularly about getting old. Like atomic particles, these two people's fictional lives are changed unpredictably by each other, but also by the audience's observation of them in a play. There is masterful, nuanced acting from Anne-Marie Duff and Kenneth Cranham, and they have great voices. It's like listening to a violin and cello recital. Bunny Christie's minimalist set, with its changing apertures, reinforces the sense in Marianne Elliott's brilliant production that we are observing a scientific experiment. Simon Stevens has wrapped an unexpected love story around a fascinating look at the way theatre itself is an unpredictable experience. I give it 5 stars. Heisenberg, The Uncertainty Principle continues at Wyndham's Theatre in London until the 6th of January. You're listening to the 1 Minute Theatre Reviews podcast with me, Paul Seven Lewis. Nativity is already one of the nation's favourite Christmas films, and now Nativity the Musical is destined to become a fixture on theatre's advent calendars for many years to come. And for this we have to thank writer and director Debbie Isett. She did the same jobs on the Nativity films, but before she went into movie making, she was a renowned theatre writer and director, and it shows. She knows what works on stage. So, she's taken all the elements that made her film such a hit, the story of the disadvantaged school children attempting to put on a 5-star Nativity show against all the odds, the memorable characters, the upbeat songs like Sparkle and Shine and Nazareth. And then she's added many more songs, co-written with Nicky Ager, and some scenes that are pure theatre, such as a satirical number about Hollywood and the Nativity show itself, and turned it all into perfect theatrical entertainment. You smile all the way through and you come out beaming like a red-nosed reindeer. The cast are excellent, but it's the children, well-rehearsed and well-disciplined, who are the icing on this Christmas cake. A bit of sentimental light entertainment is just what you need in the deep midwinter, but there's more to Nativity the Musical than that. It has something to say about the importance of inspirational teachers, it captures the spirit of Christmas, and it's faultless theatre. Only a Scrooge wouldn't give it 5 stars. In the autumn of 2019, Nativity the Musical will tour Coventry, Liverpool, Glasgow, Milton Keynes, Nottingham, Edinburgh, Oxford, and the London Apollo in Hammersmith. Finally, what should we be looking forward to in 2018? There are so many wonderful prospects that it's going to be very hard for we theatre lovers to choose what to see, but here's my choice. And straight away, I'm having to choose between 2 productions of Macbeth. My money's on Rory Kinnear and Anne-Marie Duff at the National Theatre, but there's no denying the prospect of Christopher Eccleston and Neve Cusack in Stratford is hard to resist. Caroline or Change, well received in Chichester, moves to the lovely Hampstead Theatre. Strictly Ballroom, the musical, which I saw and loved in 2016 at Leeds Grand, gets a well-deserved London run at the Piccadilly Theatre. The Tony Award-winning musical, Fun Home, has its UK premiere at Young Vic. Then there's a star-studded production of Pinter's The Birthday Party, appropriately at the Harold Pinter Theatre. And when I say star-studded, well, let me mention Toby Jones, Zoe Wanamaker and Stephen Mangan, just to name three. I thought Kerry Mulligan was great in Skylight a few years ago, so I'm looking forward to her return to the West End in a one-woman play by Dennis Kelly called Girls and Boys, which describes the unravelling of a relationship. That's at the Royal Court. Finally, Alfred Molina reprises his 2009 success playing the painter Mark Rothko in Red at the Wyndham's Theatre. It will again be directed by Michael Grandage and will also star Alfred Enoch. You've been listening to the 1 Minute Theatre Reviews podcast with me, Paul Seven Lewis. If you'd like to see what I look like, go to YouTube, at your peril, and search for my channel, 1 Minute Theatre Reviews. Next month I'll be reviewing Network at the National Theatre and Young Frankenstein, and if I can get a ticket, Hamilton. In the meantime, thanks for listening.